Av Governance has approved a parameter update for its V3 markets on Base, and honestly, it's the kind of quiet, behind-the-scenes work that really matters.
It sounds technical, but the impact is practical for borrowers, lenders, liquidity providers, and the wider DeFi ecosystem.
I love that it shows Av is still tuning the system after launch, using real market data to improve risk management, capital efficiency, and user experience.
That's important because DeFi lending markets are not simple deposit and borrow interfaces.
Exactly. They are complex systems shaped by interest rates, collateral requirements, liquidation thresholds, oracle behavior, and multiple risk controls.
If parameters are set too conservatively, capital can sit underused, borrowing costs can rise, and market activity may slow down.
And if they are set too aggressively, the protocol can become more vulnerable to liquidations during volatile periods.
That is why governance parameter updates matter. They allow protocols like Av to adjust their risk framework as markets evolve, without launching an entirely new system.
In practice, that helps keep lending markets functional, competitive, and resilient over time.
The approval of this Base-specific update also signals two broader developments.
First, it shows that Av is treating Base as a serious deployment environment, not just another chain or secondary venue.
Base has become one of the most active Ethereum Layer 2 networks, and its growing user base makes it an important place for major DeFi protocols to optimize market settings.
Second, it shows that Av is still refining its V3 architecture, based on what it sees in real market behavior.
Av V3 was designed to be more modular, flexible, and scalable than earlier versions, but even a well-designed system needs ongoing calibration.
Those parameter changes can affect how assets are treated as collateral, how borrowing costs respond to utilization, and how the protocol balances safety with accessibility.
Parameter updates in DeFi lending protocols typically cover several key areas.
They include collateral factors, debt ceilings, rate model settings, liquidation parameters, and asset-specific risk settings.
Collateral factors determine how much users can borrow against a deposited asset, while debt ceilings limit the maximum amount that can be borrowed in a given market.
Rate models influence how interest rates respond to supply and demand, and liquidation parameters include thresholds and incentives designed to protect the protocol from bad debt.
Asset-specific risk settings are especially important for assets with different volatility, liquidity, or oracle characteristics.
Even small adjustments in these areas can have noticeable effects.
For example, a modest change in a collateral factor can make it easier for users to access liquidity, while a tighter liquidation threshold can reduce protocol risk during market stress.
For lenders, these updates can influence yield, capital efficiency, and risk exposure.
If a market becomes more efficient, deposited assets may be used more effectively, potentially improving returns without a major protocol redesign.
For borrowers, the same changes can affect borrowing costs, available credit lines, and the overall usability of the platform.
That balance is central to DeFi governance.
Av's model lets the community shape the risk posture of its markets through transparent proposals, discussion, and voting.
That process is not always fast, but it has been one of the reasons Av has remained relevant even as market conditions have changed significantly.
From a broader perspective, this update reinforces the idea that Base is becoming a major hub for institutional-grade DeFi activity.
As Ethereum Layer 2 networks mature, protocols are increasingly focused on optimizing performance at the network level rather than simply expanding into new chains.
That means tuning markets for local liquidity conditions, user behavior, and asset dynamics specific to each deployment.
For Av, that is a strategic advantage.
By maintaining a flexible governance process and a modular V3 framework, Av can adapt to different ecosystems while preserving a consistent core structure.
In other words, AAV can offer a familiar lending experience across multiple networks while still allowing each market to respond to its own conditions.
This is a great reminder that DeFi protocols are living systems, not static products.
Their long-term success depends on continuous improvement, careful risk management, and governance that can respond to changing market realities.
For users, this kind of update may not be the most exciting headline, but it is often one of the most important.
It is the kind of behind-the-scenes work that helps lending markets stay efficient, secure, and usable over time.
And as Base continues to grow, these incremental improvements may prove just as valuable as any new feature launch.